First, while flowers are beautiful to look at and great to smell, they can also be tasty, even a tad spicy, in meals and in drinks. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you eat certain types of flowers? How do you use flowers in your cooking? And do you have questions about harvesting or finding edible flowers? You can call in at 800-642-1234. Danny Lind spent 10 years as the produce manager and buyer at the Viroqua Food Co-op and now owns and operates Rooted Spoon Culinary, a catering business that focuses on local seasonal foods. She uses a lot of edible flowers in her catering and is here to share some of her knowledge. Danny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Rob.
So I'm not a big flower eater myself. How did you first come across the world of edible flowers?
Well, you know, I remember very distinctly the first time I ever ate a flower, and it was in sixth grade at camp in northern Minnesota, and we were spending the day pretending to be voyagers, the French-Canadian fur trappers, and we were learning how they hunted and foraged for a lot of their foods, and so at the end of the day, we harvested a bunch of, or I guess it was probably in the middle of the day, a bunch of dandelions and made fritters out of them over the campfire. And I just remember being blown away by that because my mom had a big flower garden and we had a vegetable garden, and I just had never heard of eating flowers, especially not one that I considered to be a weed.
Now, you operate a catering business now, and you use flowers often in your meal planning. What kind of reactions do you get from clients and guests when they see flowers on the plate?
Yeah, you know, fast forward 30 years, I use flowers all the time, especially this time of year. There's rarely a plate that goes out that doesn't have some kind of flower. We actually have a framed picture in the kitchen that says, "Don't forget the damn flowers." there's been a couple times we forgot them and got really mad. But, you know, a lot of our guests will ask, "Are these edible?" And I was like, of course they're edible. We wouldn't put them on the plate if they weren't edible. But we really like to use them a lot as garnish because, you know, they say you eat first with your eyes. And, you know, first impressions are everything. So if we can make a plate a little more beautiful with a splash of color and, you know, an extra nice little fragrance or spice, it just makes things a little more special.
Now, before we get into how to use flowers in our cooking, I want to get into a couple of don'ts. We can't just randomly start picking any old flower, right? We got to know which ones are edible and which ones are really not. Where do we go? How do we figure that out?
Well, you start by don't eat something that if you don't know what it is, and do a little research if you're going to go out foraging. You know, there's some different rules. There's some garden plants that are downright poisonous, like foxglove and lily of the valley and oleander. You definitely don't want to eat those. And then there's some things, some more naturalized things that they aren't necessarily poisonous, but they're going to cause an unpleasant reaction if you touch them, like poison parsnip or cow parsnip. They'll cause it like skin reaction to you. So you want to be careful with that kind of stuff. So definitely only eat something if you know what it is. You also want to be careful about where you're harvesting. If it's someplace that's been sprayed by chemicals or has any sort of storm sewer runoff, you don't want to eat those things. And you usually don't want to eat any flowers coming from a commercial forest unless it's a commercial forest that specializes in organic plants, because a lot of the flower industry uses chemicals that aren't approved for human use.
We are talking about eating flowers with Danny Lind. She spent 10 years as the produce manager and buyer at the Viroqua Food Co-op, now owns Rooted Spoon Culinary. We're talking about eating flowers, edible flowers, and how to use them. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you eat flowers? Do you serve them on a plate? Call in 800-642-1234. She's giving us some advice on how to use them in our cooking and, as we'll find out, in beverages as well. And she's got a list out there of the kind of flowers we can safely eat. And maybe you've got some of them growing in your own garden right now. And we'll go back to Danny now. Danny, I understand some vegetables, they have flowers that are edible. What kind of vegetables should we be watching for in our garden that, hey, it's not just the fruit of the plant we can eat, it's the flower too?
Sure, absolutely. Broccoli is one of them. There's specific types of broccoli you grow as broccoli rabe, which is like a flowering broccoli stem. But regular old broccoli, sometimes you can eat the flowers too. Arugula, kale, once it starts to flower, you can eat those. They have really pretty yellow flowers. Peas, radishes, all those things have edible flowers. The yummiest ones probably are zucchini flowers, though. Summer squash flowers, and those you can cook in its own as a vegetable in its own right. You can stuff them, or you can put them in salads or omelets.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because zucchinis are apparently one of the easiest to grow vegetable plants because I can grow them successfully, and they always have these beautiful flowers that I don't know what to do with. So, give us a little more. Do they get cooked or are they raw and we stuff them with stuff? What are some of the options for those beautiful zucchini flowers?
Sure. And they're great to pick, too, because as anyone who's ever grown a zucchini knows, you get way more zucchinis than you need or want. So you might as well pick some of the flowers and have a special treat. I think the yummiest things to do with them are stuffing them. And you can either cook them or leave them raw. But you can stuff them with, like, cheese mixed with some egg and herbs. And then what's really delicious is to dip them in, like, whipped egg whites and then fry them, but you can also just bake them, and they're delicious, just brushed with some olive oil.
And you know, I've thrown away many a zucchini flower, I guess. What do the flowers taste like?
You know, they're kind of sweet. They kind of taste like squash, but like a really fresh, sweet squash.
And I understand that there are some vegetables where you can eat the stuff, but not the flowers on them. Like tomatoes, do I have that right? We should not be eating the flower there.
Yep, nightshade families. You know, you can eat the fruit of the nightshade families, but you never want to eat the leaves or the roots or the flowers.
All right, now take us into some flowers that we might not think of as a food stuff. What are some good ones? If we can get ones that haven't been pesticide treated heavily, edible ones.
Right.
What are some of the yummy flowers that might surprise us on the plate?
So wild ones are ones that are naturalized that you could find walking in the park or if you go to the country and walk down a country road. This time of year, elderberry blossoms are amazing. Daylily petals, like those orange ones that
really
kind of grow wild a lot. They're delicious. They're super sweet and tender. They're just wonderful in a salad, raw, or you can cook with them, put them in a stir fry or something, but I think they're best raw. Wild bergamot is another one that's blooming right now. It's a pale purple flower, and it's very spicy, kind of peppery, and you can eat the whole flower in like a fritter or something, but usually pull the little petals off and use them as a garnish. In the spring, black locust blossoms are one of my favorites. It's a legume, so it has pea-looking flowers. They look like peas, like sweet peas, but they're white and they're very fragrant. They smell almost tropical, and they're very sweet. Oh, they're wonderful.
And I understand you've written that you could use a lot of flowers in beverages, too. What do you do with those?
Yeah, so we have a part-time bar here in Viroqua as well, and so we make a lot of different syrups and teas to use both in non-alcoholic drinks and in cocktails. So, you know, we made like a really delicious lilac syrup in the springtime and use that both in non-alcoholic drinks and in cocktails. You can make, we're all pretty familiar with chamomile tea or hibiscus, but you can grow both of those here and have them fresh. There's a cultivated bergamot. I was talking about that light purple wild bergamot, but there's a cultivated garden variety that has red flowers that are much more citrusy and less spicy, and those are delicious in tea too. And clover can go in tea. And also some things that we're used to using their leaves and don't really think of using their flowers, but once they flower out, they're still really good, like basil or mint or lemon balm are all things that the flowers are really delicious too.
Oh, you can use the basil flowers because I always think if I let my basil flower, I've messed up.
No. So, you know, and I was always taught that, too, because I was a vegetable gardener most of my life, and I was always taught once it flowers, the plant's useless. You might as well drink it out. And that can be true. The leaves can get kind of bitter, but basically what the plant is doing is transferring its energy to those flowers instead of the leaves at that point. And so sometimes the flowers will still be sweet and delicious when the leaves are starting to turn bitter.
You mentioned making a syrup with, I think it was the lilac flowers. Now, is that like making a simple syrup and just using the lilac as a flavoring ingredient, or is it a fancier process than that?
No, it is a super simple process. You basically make a simple syrup with either sugar or honey, one part water to one part honey or sugar. And then you bring that to a boil and then turn off the heat and pack it full of flowers. Rose petals are delicious, hibiscus, like I said, lilac, lavender if you're growing it is amazing. Basil flowers are incredible. And then just let that steep for about 10, 15 minutes, and then you strain it and stick it in the fridge, and it's good for a week or two.
And then when you make a beverage or a cocktail like that, do you garnish it with the one of the flowers themselves to add that visual back in?
Of course. You want to do this too.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us. I appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm talking to Danny Lind. She spent 10 years as a produce manager and buyer at the Viroqua Food Co-op, now owns and operates Rooted Spoon Culinary, a catering business. She joined us to share some edible flowers and how to use them in our cooking and, as we just heard, in our beverages.